off the halachas last time, regarding the halachas of the oil. And we left off last time, Azoy. We left off the Esam halacha lemaisa. Every type of oil, lemaisa, is going to be mutter to use for the menorah, as we explained the reason already previously last week. We did say about a mitzvah and a mubcho for a person to dafka use shemen zayis, for three reasons that we explained last time why we have to use v'dafka to get the mitzvah and a mubcho shemen zayis. Okay, this already was explained. We spoke about this already last time. Well, I wanted to speak mamash b'kitzah, if we can just remind the questions for two reasons. Number one, we have a minimum time today. Number two, I've got at least 8 pages that we've got to get going over here, because poshut, there's so much to do. We've got to finish before Hanukkah, right? Oh, so what does it say? It's kedai to make sure when you buy your oil, you go out looking for your oil for the Heilige Chanukah, the Yom Tov Shel Chanukah, is you make sure it has a good hechsha. I cannot go now into the details of how they make oil, because there are a lot of kashrus problems that could come up. There's a lot of fake things that go on. I remember last year, or maybe 2 years ago, I was asked on behalf of different people to contact a certain heksha that got on one of the oils that a lot of people were buying. I contacted the heksha, it was a fake heksha, and therefore they told me they never heard of this company, they never gave it a heksha. And the problems are, again, sometimes we're dealing in Eretz Yisrael. Now in Eretz Yisrael there's problems of Shmita, there's problems of Orla, there's problems of Basav Cholav sometimes, all sorts. So it's the thing.
Oil?
Yeah, you never know where the machinery that they made it from could be. That's right. I'm not going to go into the biscuit sugar when you're frying the concrete of the Zachan right now. Oh, but Lamaisa, you've got to be mapped with number one. Good heksha. That's number one. Number two, if it's stolen, Avada, we spoke about this before, the Mishabur is a Tzorechin, if you're Yoyza Bechlau. Now, Avada, we look for olive oil. The problem is, a lot of the olive oil, sometimes when you buy the ready-made glasses, so you'll find is, they bedavka use congealed. Why they do that? Because a lot of these glasses people use for what? They use for traveling purposes. So for traveling purposes, it's more geschmack to have a congealed oil than a liquid oil. So the Maisa, what's the halacha with the congealed oil? So Rav Vazna, Rav Eliashiv Zatzal Paskin, that a congealed oil has exactly the same din as a regular olive oil, and therefore there's no chisaron in the fact that it's congealed. Number three, Roila Achila. Some poskim want a taina. It's more down in some of the poskim, Rav Eliashiv, Rav Chaim Kanievsky, the Chodshani, that I've gotten, Rav Nissen Karelitz, that a person should try and get an oil that's roi la'achila. What's the reason? Doim in the Beis HaMikdash. Just like the oil in the Beis HaMikdash was roi la'achila, we should try to look for one that's a roi la'achila. And I have to tell you, I did find Makoris in the very, very early Sforim, which we can't go into right now, but some of the Heimtika poskim say it's kedai to look for roi la'achila. However, other poskim monotaina know that from Mefushim Ben Eshchayim, in Kapachayim.
I just heard nowadays that they write loads.
Oh, we're going to get to that. A lot of boys came out, and they say there is absolutely no maila in having roi la'achila. Again, it's a shayna na'ahantik a poiskim, if a person wants to be machmer or ya or deny. Like Eli said beautifully just now, that a lot of the, you have to be careful with this, because you have to know, that a lot of the times when they write on the bottle, raklam or bilvad, dahainu, it's only for candles and not for edible eating purposes, it's possibly for tax purposes. In order to save themselves the taxes, they write it's not for achila, it's cheaper, and the mainly that's what they do. Again, you have to know when yeah and when no. You also have to know if b'chlal you want to be machmer for such a chumrah, it's a vada chumrah. But again, like we always say, Chanukah is this man of lemala min ateva. The Rebbeinu Shlomo went lemala min ateva. So we also on Chanukah mahadrim and mahadrim lemala min ateva. And the mainly that's a mockery to be machmer in that case. Come again back to Rebbeinu say, the best oil if a person wants to get is what we call cold press oil, kosos, right? Cold press. What's the reason why it's cold press? A lot of the time that's going to be roi la'achila. It's the mummish, the most purest oil that you can get. Again, it's a chumrah, it's expensive. You have to know, like we explained at the beginning, how much of the person spend, we already explained. Okay, let me get it later.
Cold press is different than machines?
Sorry?
Cold press is different.
It means it's not heat. It's not heated up, and therefore it doesn't ruin the oil. When it's used, only the heat, it actually ruins the oil. Cold means no heat was used, and therefore that's the reason why it's more muhudar, the Gabi Hanukkah. It's just easy to press, that's why. It gets more oil, it makes it quicker.
They heat the machines, really.
It's still in the machines. Whatever, that's against our richas. Now, let me get back to, are you yotze with electricity or gas? So the Maisa all the boys can say the Bushim. Motcha bin Zidane, the Kapachain, the Beit Sitzchot, say that Rabbanu, you're not Yoitza with electricity or gas. It's a gross enough Kamina, especially by Lubavitch, you light electric lights. It's enough Kamina if you're on an aeroplane, if you want to light torches, flashlights, and all these things, which we will Be'ez Hashem speak about. But Bahat Pashtus, the main Yisoid is, you're not Yoitza with electricity for three reasons. Number one, the nace was done al yidei shemen and a wick. There's no shemen and there's no wick. Reason number two, you don't store electricity. If anybody knows anything about making electricity, you don't store it. The pusher just comes and comes and comes. You can't really store it, otherwise it gets sent back. That's the mahalach. Sorry? You're not storing electricity. Now, when it comes to, I'm not talking about batteries right now. Batteries could be different, we'll get to it.
The energy factor is they can store
that. That's the big, most of our electricity that we're getting is not stored, it's made on the spot. One of Kamina. Okay, all the different side is not to get it to us. The main story is, in order to be Yotze Chanukah, it's a great enough Kamina, it has to be, but it's enough oil to light for this man, which we'll speak about. Because it's not like, that's not what Chazal was talking. You've got to do something that Chazal was talking. Chazal was not masakin to light lights. Chazal was masakin, but I'll give you an example. On Shabbos Kodesh, sometimes we can be makel with a light. Sometimes we can actually be makel, and we can allow a person to use for hadlokas and neighbors from Shabbos to a regular electric light. What's the reason? Because Chazal over there didn't really want a fire. They wanted you to have light on Shabbos. So maybe I've got light on Shabbos. I'm not going to have it. I got it. Mashayim on Chanukah. The body's got to have light. Forget. It's us that to use the light. Elamai. So what's the Yisrael Chanukah? As the Seichel Anais. What was the nace? Shemen, electricity cannot be stored, it's giving you lighting without shemen. And another posture you saw it is, it's like a madura, it's like a big fire, and you're not yotza when you light a big fire, it has to be a little tiny single candle. So again, we will speak about flashlights if we get time. Let's go on, Rabbi Say, a little bit weiter. Now, wicks, right, when it comes to wicks, so we'll have to speak Beit Hashem, a tremendous yisoid, the Gabi, the wicks and the candles, how much of the flame has to go onto the wick a day that you're going to be yaitza. So, we'll start number one, we did Baruch Hashem, the oil. Let's move on now to the wicks. Which wicks are kosher to use for Chanukah? So the halacha is...
Candle's not a problem, right?
Candle's not a problem.
I mean,
any... Wax.
Shedigom. Why is that different? Because there's
mitzvah of oil. That's what I said. Mitzvah min amukha to use shemen zayis.
How do you
answer
that?
With
the,
what
you were saying before about electricity.
Yeah, you need a wick and
shemen.
You
need a wick and a wick.
It's shemen, that's congealed. It's the same idea. It's stored, it's there, the shear is there. Electricity, it's not there, b'chlal. It's loy b'oil ma'filu. It's a good one of
the camera. They were saying that oil and a wick.
Yeah, that's why it's mitzvah b'nemucho to use shemen zayis. And nachanami, that's how mitzvah b'nemucho. And nachanami. That's right. It's not as you're not yet to the mitzvah b'nemucho.
Any b'nemucho to put a regular wax inside oil, or that's just the worst.
I don't know what you mean. Okay, let me get back to it. It's about the kosher to use any type of wick in the entire world, right? As Zoe the Meister, the Mishnah Berurah brings from the Chai Odom, that is a mitzvah min a muvcha for a person to use semer gefen as the wick. And the Meister, most wicks that you guys are going to be going out to look for are going to be semer gefen. A nice cotton wick on most of the wicks that they sell, the Meister, and all the stores, there's nothing much to be worried about. Now, we know there's an Indian on Shabbos for a person to light the candle, that the husband, for example, before his wife lights. It's a day to prepare it. By Chanukah, there's a chayru, no inyan, because it lights straight away, and there's other inyanim by Shabbos, which we're not going to get into now. Now, there's an unbelievable chumrah that the poskim want to say might apply to the problem of our wicks. Most of the wicks that you guys will be buying probably are what called the floating wicks. Right, the floating wicks, even if they're not floating, they've got the little silver, that little metal, little circle thing, and you put that red wick inside it. Right, that's most of the wicks that we're going to be buying. Came along the poskim with a very interesting chumrah. The Gemara tells us, hadlaka oisa mitzvah. Hadlaka oisa mitzvah means, the moment I light, bang, you've done your mitzvah. And today, Kach says the Gemara, if you light and you move the menorah, you may be no yaitza. Because it has to be in the place where you're lighting, it's called hadlaka oisa mitzvah. It's a gross enough gemina, we'll see Be'ez Hashem, like I'll be Erev Shabbos, we'll get to this chumrah in a minute. Oh, but the Maisa, if we pass it, that what? Hadlaka oisa mitzvah, so what does it mean to us? It means that the moment you light the candle, you light the mitzvah. Now, what's the mitzvah to light? The mitzvah in a muvcho is to light what? Shemen zayis? Mitzvah to light shemen zayis? Most of the wicks that you guys are going to be buying are not going to be shemen zayis. There's going to be a piece of cotton covered, coated in wax, and you dip that into the oil. That's most of the wicks that you guys are going to be buying. Say the poiskim, it had lakka oisa mitzvah. The moment you light, you're going to be out to the mitzvah. What are you lighting? Wax. You're not lighting shemen zayis. You missed the mitzvah in a mufcha of shemen zayis. So I did an experiment myself. I wanted a test to see how long these things light for by themselves and when they need oil. So I took a container filled with water. I put in one of these wicks as if I was lighting oil, but I was lighting water. And I wanted to see how long would the wick last for. The meiser, it lasted for 20 seconds. That's a long time. That means it could theoretically take 20 seconds for the olive oil to get in there. And therefore, what am I lighting? I'd luckily some mitzvah will tell me I'm lighting what? I'm lighting wax. I'm not lighting, again, I'm yotza. But mitzvah and a mucha, I'm not going to be yotza. Oh, that we'll get to. Now, the Maisel Aloch, I spent this over time going to Godel Rabbi Israel Orbach, and he told me, Avada and Avada, we're not choshish for this, and I saw B'Shem Yishlem Zalman, Rebelski for America, Reb Vosner, many, many poskim, Reb Yashu Zatzel, Reb Nissen Karel, it's an Avada, we do not go with this chumrah whatsoever, for many reasons. One of the main reasons is, it's called one Maisad Locker. It's called one Maisad Locker, and I'm lighting this, this is in there, and it goes to Zalman, and Avada, one Maisad Locker. I think it's a Mefusha Toshus in Shabbos Chofal of Amadal. Tosfos says over there, if you have a wick made of different things, some are kosher, some are kosher, it's about if the rove is kosher, then about the yoytza. Why? Because it's one light, it's one lock, it is the same thing. What am I lighting? I'm lighting a cotton thing. No, they put the wax around it today to make it easier for me to stick it into the hole. No, I'm about the lighting Shem and Zayis, the Loch and the Maisa, and Koch Omali are going to Israel. It's a vada, we're not Shemich on this. This is a Chumra, and we're not Machme, we've asked it to be Maker. Like somebody just mentioned, Danny, you mentioned this, that if you did. It, that's why I myself will try to be machmer here, is I try to dip it into the oil, or I pour the oil over it, today that when I'm lighting olive oil straight away. Doesn't light good over there. Okay, comes out over there. And like you said, you don't have to be machmer in that situation. Now, I remember last year, 2 years ago, somebody asked me about being yotze with cigarettes. Right? It was like a person that was, whatever it was, because he was in a certain place, he wanted to know, could he be yotze with cigarettes? I don't know, but 8 days, he's going to have a bit of a problem. He's going to have to, like, be, put the whole thing in his mouth, and we're going to go at the same time over there.
Or standing in the mouth?
Well, he'll put them in his mouth, lay there. He'll stand by the tefach, somach labayis, I don't know. He'll stand there with eight cigarettes, lay there. The maisa, there's a road in Bnei Brak called Dain Duna. Told me one time, he gave me for hair one time, because he told me one time, he asked Rav Rosner the Shaila, and Rav Rosner said, Avada, not, it's not got a din of a ner. Chanukah has to have a din of a ner, it's not a din of a ner.
It has to be alive, there's no time.
Oh, that's another problem in Elchanami. He never said that, but in Elchanami, 100% correct. It pressures us not light for the amount of time that you need, unless
you're
dead.
Ah,
just Kenzan, you're dead. Okay, let me get back to let's move on. Before we move on, like I said, we've got 600 halachas to do over here. There's a famous maitzah in the Yam Shal Shleima. The Marshal, who doesn't know the Marshal? The Yamshal Shloima was once learning in his room by night by candle. He was sitting with the candle in his room, and he saw that the candle was about to go out. Now, more in those days, once the candle's out, it's all over. Go to sleep. Because there ain't nothing more to learn with. It was absolutely pitch black. Says the Marshal, 2 o'clock in the morning, says the Marshal, he said to Rabbeinu Shloima Tzvila, I see the candle is about to go out, and bang smack in the middle of the sugya. If it goes out, lama li chayim. What do I need light for? A nace happened. So you stayed the Marshal already. And a nace happened, and the candle continued to be lit for the entire night. The nace of Chanukah, Rabbi Yisrael. The Heilige Marshal. They spent 2 hours on a Marshal to pick up shat in the Gemara over there. Let me get back to Rabbi Yisrael. Is there an Indian to change the wick every single night, or should you use the same wick every single for the guns of the Chanukah? That's the Shaila. So the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Topish Ayin Gimel Siv Dalet says that there's no reason to change the wicks every single night. Adrabba, says the Mishnah Berurah, Faket. There's a reason you should dafka not change the wicks every single night. Faket, because it's nicer, it lights nicer when it was used previously. Because it's just much easier to light when it was used already before. And that's Lamaisa, the Makoros, the Chasam Sofer, and the Shlach Kodosh. However, some posts can bring down and say no. Avada and Avada, a person should change the wicks every single day, as those brought down in the Edirabba, Sefer HaTanya, the Dakimosha already brings it down, and there's two reasons why you should change the wick every single night. Reason number one, says Rav Moshe Shtoymach in Moedim Basmanim, it's a Mufusha Gemara in Menachos Daf Chof Ches, and the Gemara says over there, that just like in the Beis HaMikdosh, they would change it every day, Memeira, the Nes of Chanukah is doing in the Beis HaMikdosh, therefore you should change the wicks every single day. Number two reason why you should change the wicks is the Kolboy. Says the Kolboy, every single night was another nes. And therefore, lemaitza, a person should dafka have a new one every single night, zeich of the new nes, especially when it's burnt and it's black, and even some sofer would change it. And avada, there is an inyan to prepare the wicks, even by your wife. We saw this by Shabbos. There's an inyan for her to mishtatev for the mitzvah and to prepare the wicks. Yes, sir.
What should we do? What should we do though?
You should try and change it if it gets burned, especially when it gets very, very small. It's hard to light. Then about it, you should change it in that case. Sorry?
Well, that's the second reason.
You save the wax problem. But it's a chumen that Roy Poskim say we don't paskin like. As Roy Poskim, Roy Poskim.
If a woman is alone, she lights by herself, or she doesn't light at all.
If a woman is
lives by herself.
Live by herself, then she lights candles, 100%. The only reason that we said last time not to light candles is because Chassam Sofer said it's a din of tznius. Mebel the ikim mitzvah to be outside, and there's men outside, and there's all people hanging around over there. Suppose you're not tznius for a woman to be lighting outside. But again, if a woman's lighting by herself, she lives by herself, a father, she should light in the candles. Now, let me get back to
the second reason that we should change it every day.
Because it's Zeicha, the nes, and the nes occurs every single day was a new nes, as we know the Beis Yosef's Teretz. Mamela, every single time, should be a new wick, kidding that it's a brand new nate and it's a brand new mitzvah, gavaldi. Now,
you use the same oil?
Yeah, you use the same oil. Yeah, you don't have to replace the oil. You're 100%, you don't have to replace the oil, you don't have to tip it out. The Torah says that, mafush. What?
Maybe that should be a
Qumran. No, it's olive oil. Very nagaya shayla in yeshiva. People store the oil under the bed. What's that halacha? You have your oil, you stick it under your... Oh, very good. You stick the bottle under... One second. You stick the oil that's in a bottle and you stick it under your bed. What's the halacha? So we know, the Shulchan Aruch. We know the Shulchan Aruch in Yehudei Simon. The Shulchan Aruch over there in Yehudei Simon Kuf Tezayin tells us there's an issue for a person to store things under the bed. What's the problem? Ganser Mazikin. Now we're not going to go into the Ganser Sugya now. Ayin the Kafachayim over there because many beautiful reasons and Shemach to be Mekel. The Halacha Lemaisa. What do we do? You store it under your bed. So Chacham Avadya in Yabia Oimah and Azoy Paskin Rivas Ephraim, Rabbi Ephraim Greenblatt, the Heidegger Talmud from Rav Moshe, was Mekel. And Paskin said, you by mistake put it under the bed, you are still allowed to use it for Hadlokas Ner Hanukkah. Oh, comes along a lot of poiskim and say, sorry? Food is a different child. Let's see food out of this. Rav Avadya and Rav Vissifrayim. The Kafachayim, Rav Chaim Kanievsky, for example.
Demonstrate anything on here.
Okay. Rav Chaim Kanievsky and the Kafachayim says that Avada Lechatchila, you should not use it. This is actually a tremendous shaila because it's brought down in already in the Beis Yosef from the Gemara already that if a person puts it in a circle, so it could be, it looks like what? It looks like an avuka. It looks like a flame. When a person holds it, when a person looks at it this way, you know what he's going to see when he's got eight candles? He's going to see one big jumble of a flame. Masha Inkin, if it would be totally straight, so what happens is when he looks at a pond this way, what does he see? He sees 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 in a straight line. He knows what's going on. Masha Inkin, avuka, you're not Yotze. You posh it, not Yotze with an avuka. So Mamele, again, this is love dafka, not going to be kosher. But it's kosher because it's bad some straight. Oh, but if we'd be more stark around than avada, there is a mokum to be machme if it's more stark around. Let me get back to Abayis. We have a lot more to do. Abayis said 10 more minutes of Asach Halachas. Next. The halacha is of the bracha. What's the halacha when it comes?
Who says that you can't
drop? Chaim Kanievsky, Kafachayim. Under the bed. It's a big shaila. Depends if it's oil achila. Not getting into it. Now, let's go with the bracha now. Let's go with the bracha. The Shulchan Aruch in Tofish I involved tells us that Avada on the Esh Tanach, on the Heilige first night of the Yontov of Heilige Chanukah, we are going to Be'ez Hashem be making three brachas. What are these three brachas? Number one, the Hadid Ne'er Shel Chanukah. Number two, Shechiyonu, because it's the first night. And number three, She'osah Nisim. Not Dafik in that order. Now, the Mishnah Berurah and the Aruch HaShulchan tell us that the person should make the three brachas and only then start lighting. In other words, you should not be lighting in the middle of the brachas. You should make all brachas kaseda, and then you should start lighting. Says the Mishnah Berurah, again, the Shulchan Aruch's Lashon of the bracha word, Lahadlik Ne'er Chanukah. Lahadlik Ne'er Chanukah, says the Mishnah Berurah, and he brings the Gemara and all the poskim, says the Mishnah Berurah, that we paskin, this is the Marshal, we paskin Lahadlik Ne'er Shel Chanukah, as we paskin the Mishnah Berurah. The Aruch HaShulchan, very interesting, the Aruch HaShulchan of Shaim, that's how it used to go, the Aruch HaShulchan, mamish unbelievable. The Aruch HaShulchan says, our minig is Lahadlik Ne'er Chanukah, and it's our Pi Arizal, and he writes, B'chein Noyagin. No, he did not say that. He just took an Oruch HaShulchan, I said. Now the Maisa, yeah. The Ger is, I'm going to say 1 second. Ger is takenoyig to do the Hazik Ner Chanukah. The Pichodesh brings it down. A lot of Spadim of this minute. Most people, what do I say? Oh, why can't you say? You
what,
can.
No, why was the big thing?
Oh, what's the difference? Hold on 1 second, I'm going to explain that 1 second. But the Maisa, I think most people, I think in this room for sure, have a minhag of saying the Hazik Ner Shel Chanukah, and above you keep the minhag of your parents. If you have a minhag to say the Hazik Ner Chanukah, then above you should keep your minhag. Oh, the shayla is, what's the difference? We know by Shabbos, there's no machlikas. When it comes to lighting Shabbos neighbors, everyone says the Hazik Ner Shel Shabbos. No shayla in the belt. Mashiach Ibe Chanukah, there's a ganze shayla. What's going on over here? What's the difference? So, the Birki Yosef says, there's two reasons, Betzem. Reason number one is the Birki Yosef. The Birki Yosef, you know what the difference is? Because by Shabbos, you're supposed to have an awe. You're supposed to have an awe from it. Right? You're supposed to enjoy it, the light, the geschmack, the cover, the oinik, gewaldi. So, really, these are neighbors, Shel Shabbos. Masha'inan of Chanukah, it's also to have an awe. So, it's not Shel Chanukah. These are neighbors Chanukah. You're not to have an awe. As we state in Birki Yosef. The Shavit Tshuva says a different halacha. Shel the Shavit Tshuva. Because he says a whole different shayla ba'etzem. He says, okay, let me go back to leave the Shavuot Tshuva. I ain't a Shavuot Tshuva for a different reason. Now, why did he say ner and not neiros? Everybody likes, at least on the day number two onwards, most people in Klal Yisrael. Sorry? Oh, very, very good. I say Paskin has already brought down the Shavuot Tshuva's marshag, that we always say ner, even though the Maaser most times we're letting neiros, is because me'ikah hadin, you yaitse with one, and we do extra as mahadri, mina mahadri. Now, again, there are many nuschois over here of people. People say Lazman, people say Lizman, and we're getting into the different sheetas in the postgame. Everybody does like their minhag, everybody knows what their minhag is, and Amela, I'm not getting into these shaylas right now. Most people over here probably say Lazman, and Amela, there's nothing much to talk about. Shekh Yonu Rabbi Isai, it's a tremendous shayla. We don't, and we have no raya, that a Chag Durabonon gets a Shekh Yonu. We have no raya anywhere. Purim is the other Chag Durabonon, and the only reason to get Shekh Yonu is to say it by the Megillah, and you have it by Shlachmonis v'chole. Oh, but we have no raya in Chazal that a Chag Durabonon, like Chanukah, receives its own Shekh Yonu. So we know of that on the first night we say Shekh Yonu by the Adlogas HaNeris, and we're showing it onto the mitzvah of the Ner itself. What happens if a person by mistake forgot to say Shekh Yonu on the first night? So it's not like a regular Yontu where you can just get up and say it. Forget. Here you've got to wait, not tonight, till the next night, to the next lighting, and then you will be able to do the Shekh Yonu in that case. As I passed in the Mishnah Berurah. Now, what happens if a person on the eighth night still forgot to make a Shekh Yonu? He's got a few hours left of Chanukah. Does he still make a Shekh Yonu? There's no more lighting to wait for. So the Sharitzian brings a tremendous, tremendous Tzorich in. He found the Meiri, and the Meiri wants to say that you can still make a Shekh Yonu even if you're not lighting. Mashma, that there is a Din Shekh Yonu on the Yom of Chanukah itself. The Mishnah Berurah in Sharitzian says Tzorich Ian. So, if it happens to you about on the 8th day of Chanukah, you haven't yet said Shekh Yonu, go ask a local Orthodox rabbi. No, I'm going back to you, Rabbi. If you forgot the brachas of, let's say, Sha'asa Nisim, so you can still say them Kol Zman, that the lights are still going. Masha'ingin, if you forgot the bracha of Lahadlik Ne'er, once you lit all the candles, you can no longer say it. But once you've lit one or two or three, and you've still got another one to go, so you're still allowed to say Lahadlik Ne'er. Now, everybody say, let's go weiter. A Hefsek. Are you allowed to be mafsik between the bracha and the hadlaka? So, number one, says the Shulchan Aruch, Tok Lamed Beis, that avada is an issa gomel for a person to be mafsik, especially in speech. A person would speak between the bracha and the lighting, that's a problem. Remela, what happens if chas v'shalom rachman l'tzlan, a person spoke? What does he do in that situation? That happens sometimes, so. You said the bracha, you're about to light, and I'm sorry, you found something here today. What's the halacha? Do you have to repeat the bracha or not? So it depends. If you spoke Letzayuch Hadlaka, Dainu, you said, oh, give me the matches. Mashal Gazer, that's Letzayuch Hadlaka, then you do not have to make a new bracha. Hold on. Very good, exactly the same halacha. If you spoke Shalom Letzayuch Hadlaka, for example, you said, don't take the coke out of the fridge, so then about you'd have to make a brand new bracha, because you made a hefsek between. Sorry? Shekh Yonu, you already said? Wait a second. Let's go, Rabbi Isai. It's a good question, that one. Rabbi Isai, the Mishnah Berurah says very, very clearly that it's kedai that a person should not speak until all the candles have been lit. That means on day number 8, where you're lighting 8 candles over there, Rachum Swifter style, takes you 2 hours be'erach to light. So you should not light, you should not start talking until you finish lighting all of the candles. Now if you spoke after lighting one, even if you've got another 7 to light, that's vadeh, not a hetzuk, and remela, you can continue without any problem whatsoever. Now the Mishabru tells us in Tovashayim Bov, that abadu we start singing, that abadu we start singing Haneiris Halolu after lighting the first candle. That means even on the set on the 8th, when we've got another 7 to go, we start doing on the first candle. However, the Mishaburah brings a Pima Godim that says some people have a minig to wait till they finished all of the candles and then they start Haneiris Halolu. Again, this is Toli on Minig. Well, basically, one last Shaila and we'll finish for today. And we'll discuss this tomorrow, what to do with the actual oil and all these sorts of halachas. Now, the last shayla today is as follows. The Shulchan Aruch tells us, what is the seder of lighting? The Hainu. How do you light? Every single night, what do you do? That's the Shulchan Aruch, Tov Yishayim Bov. Very simple. First night, you light the one closest to the door, right? The one closest to the right-hand side of the menorah. The next night, day number 2, you add another candle on the left-hand side. You start every night from the brand new candle on the left, and you work your way to the right. And that's Lemaisa, the psak of the Mishnah Brewer. Comes along, the Mishnah Brewer, and he says, there's a goyim and there's a marshal, and I'm sorry, that's the Shita Samachaba, that's the base Eisef. Shulchan Aruch holds, you do the newest candle, you go towards the right, Lemaisa, and that's how you do every single day. You add the new one, comes along the goyim with a Mayudik Akasha. Says the goyim, excuse me, how can it be that every day you start from the new candle? You're leaving the Ikka Adin, dying the first one, and you're doing the lighting verse on what? On the Ma'adrin. Instead of going, you can't do that. You can't leave the Ikka Adin, dying the first one, and start every day from the Ma'adrin one. Ma'adrin doing it. Wait up. At least do the Ikka Adin first. I know that everybody here wants to ask. Give me a second. Because of this going, unbelievable, we find, I think, 3 places in Hilchos Chanukah, very rare, but 3 places, all concise, in Hilchos Chanukah, when the Mishnah Brura is not really sure what to do. And because of this Shitas Hagoyim, the Mishnah Brura has a lashon of, the Ovid Kemar Ovid, but Ovid Kemar Ovid, whatever you do is okay. Well, see me Hashem by Ha'adolah also. The Shatzian says, the Ein Bonu Koyach Lachliya, we can't decide. I don't understand Pashat Rabosei Chaba, Pashat Nishayla. The Mishnah Brura wrote on Erevin, right? Everything is hot. Mishmur on Shabbos, on Pesach, on every halacha in Erechaim. He had no problem being machmir. Here when it comes to Hanukkah, I found so far 3 places that he writes, we're not sure what to do. Do whatever you want. You're okay. Now, says the Mishmur, what does that mean? That means according to Mishmur, you can either start from the new one and work yourself to the right, or start from the old one and work yourself to the left. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, this is what you guys are probably asking. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, I don't understand the Goyim. Doesn't make any sense. What the Goyim say? You're leaving the Ikka Adin and you're going to the Momo Hoda. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, excuse me, who told you which one is the new one and which one is Momo Hoda? What, because I put it in new today, I call this one the extra one, that's not the Ikka Adin? Says no. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, the first one you light, that is the Ikka Adin. The one next to it, that's the hitter. So Meli says, the Oshon Rai, Poshe don't understand what the Goyin is talking about. V'chein onu oisin, k'divei, habei sheisef. And Meli, that's the psak of the Aruch HaShulchan. I think this is the minhag of most people in Klal Yisrael. If you start from the most left one, you work your way to the right. Now, you should know, whichever one you do, you're going to be yaitzah. There's no shayla b'chlal, because we should have already told us that. And whichever way you do, make sure to stand closest to the new one that you're lighting tonight. Because if you stand to the old one, you have to pass over some candles to get to that. You'll be ma'aba la mitzvah is a shayla, and the ma'aba person says the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah says you should stand right. Mishnah Berurah says you should stand right next to the one that you are lighting, and may not be ma'aba la mitzvah. We'll say tomorrow.